Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome along to Dublin Arsenal Premier League preview show. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles. On our Match Week 24 Premier League Arsenal preview show, I'm joined by David Sims, Conor McCarthy and lifelong Leeds United fan Mick Farmer to chat in depth about our upcoming clash against Daniel Farke's ever-improving Leeds United side at Annan Road this coming Saturday, January 31st. Leeds United versus Arsenal will be live on Premier Sports 1 this coming Saturday, January 31st, kick-off 3 p.m. Come join us in the River Bar, Wimbore Quay, for all the match action. To my panel, first of all, to lifelong Leeds United fan, Mick Farmer, you were back, you were on with myself and Eamon in August. Great to have you back on, Mick.
Thanks for asking. All good. I'm surprised that game is not on Sky Sports. Like, it's weird how it's still a 3 o'clock kickoff. I was convinced it'd be such a big game, be moved, you know?
I think it's because we're in the Carabao Cup semi-finals on Tuesday night. I think they had to revert that back to 3 o'clock. I'm also joined by Conlon McCarthy, pal. How are you? The young gun of us all.
Absolutely super here, John. Absolutely super. In the sunny Balnagar.
Somehow, the three of our roofs, myself, Mick and Conlon, hasn't caved in with the rain, but certainly, it's not raining where David Sims is. The Anton Deck of Costa Rica, get me out of here. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm still sticking in there. I've got my flights booked, so I will be coming back to the Emirates next month. So ready for the serious part. But hey, this game Saturday is going to be a serious game as well. That's for sure.
Yeah,
100%.
Game anyway.
Yeah, 100%. It'd be great to have David over in the River Bar, hopefully before the end of the season.
I'll be there.
A load of free drink for him.
You owe me a lot of beer.
Absolutely.
We'll be buying him rounds here, John.
You can use your business card for the lads get around in.
We'll use Conlon's gold card, don't worry. The Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club are doing a special Stanley Arsenal giveaway on Valentine's weekend. Competition will run in the FA Cup week of the Wigan Athletic fixture. More info on our social channels. So thanks to Martin Stoneville, who's organising this. And it should be a good one for Valentine's. If you don't get a date, you'll get a Stanley mug. So what's better than that with Arsenal on it? Straight to our match preview, Match Week 24. Leeds versus Arsenal, of course, at Annan Road, live on Premier Sports 1. Overall head-to-head stats, total matches between the two, 112. Arsenal victories, 48. Leeds victories, 38 and 26 draws in that. Currently, Leeds are in 16th position in the Premier League. Arsenal, of course, top. 26 points to Leeds so far, 50 to Arsenal. And in terms of goals scored, Leeds have scored 31, with the Gunners scoring 42. Previous scores between the two sides, Arsenal, of course, winning 5-0 back in the 23rd of August, second game of the season. 4th of April, 23, 4-1 at the Emirates. Granit Xhaka scored a screamer that day. And the 16th of October, 22, when this game was delayed by about half an hour, Bukayo Saka got the only goal. Declan Rice could make his 300th Premier League appearance in this match, 204 for West Ham and 95 for Arsenal currently. Age 27 years and 17 days on the day, he will be the fifth youngest to reach this milestone, and he's in good company alongside Wayne Rooney and James Milner, of course. Yeah. Leeds are winless in their last six home game matches versus Arsenal, drawn 2, lost 4, since a 1-0 victory in November 2000. Three of those 4 defeats have been by a 4-1 scoreline. Arsenal have won their last 6 league games against Leeds by an accurate score of 20-5. It's their longest ever winning run against the Whites.
Any good news?
Leeds are unbeaten in their last 5 Premier League home games. 1-3, drawn 2. You came in nicely.
That's
there.
Not too bad. Get
that showbiz, baby. You timed that.
I know we're doing better. We're getting stronger. A bit more confident than I was in August.
Terms of clean sheets, lads, David Ray with 11 and Lucas Purdy with 3. Top scorers, Dominic Calvert-Lewin with 9.
Yeah.
Victor Gyökeres with 5. Lucas Nemecha with 5. Leandro Trossard with 5. Brendan Aaronson with 4. Eberechi, Eze and Bukayo Saka and Declan Rice, Mikel Merino, all were four for the Gunners, and Anton Stack with three. In terms of assists, Leandro Trossard with four, Anton Stack, Jurrien Timber, Brendan Aaronson, Bukayo Saka, Declan Rice, Mikel Merino, and Martin Odegaard on and three assists. In terms of the form guide, lads, Leeds United, been quite. They've had a decent run, to be honest. Over the last few months, December onwards, really, two draws against Liverpool, 3-1 and 0-0. One all,
one
of
loss
course.
of nine, yeah. One
Yeah,
loss
it's
of
actually
nine.
quite good. Looking at your last five, Mick,
Yeah.
one all against United, 4-3 defeat, of course, at St James's. You won 3-1 in the FA Cup against Derby, 1-0 against away at home. Sorry, you beat Fulham 1-0 at home, and of course, Monday evening, one all
Yeah.
at the Hill
That
Dickinson
was it.
Stadium. For the Gunners, our last five, starting from the bottom, 4-1 against Portsmouth, 3-2 against Chelsea in the Carabao Cup, nil all against Forest in the Premier League, 3-1 against Inter Milan, and Man United there, 3-2 defeat, as we all know from Sunday, and 3-2 last night against Kairat. A few questions for you, Mick, before I come on to
Yeah.
David and Conley. What have you made of Leeds' season to date, Mick?
It's a little bit disappointing, but it really, really started to improve there in December. When I saw the fixtures in December, I thought, this is going to be bad. I honestly did. We Chelsea, we Liverpool, and I just thought, we Liverpool twice, we Chelsea, and I was like, oh. But so we won loss in nine is just amazing because we only got beaten by Newcastle with the last kick of the game. So we were unlucky there, but so it's yeah, I'm happy with 16. It's a little bit hanging around the wrong area. I would like me a little bit higher, obviously, but like I think we're only about 4 or 5 points from say 12th. You know what I mean? We're not maybe even 10th or 11th, 4 or 5 points. So we're not that far off, but we're also not far off the drop. I
Yeah,
think we're
it's kind of midway,
six
aren't you?
points ahead. 6 points ahead of West Ham at the moment, I think. Point ahead of Forest. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but I'm pleased. I'm more confident going to games now with the new system than I was. I went to the Aston Villa game on November 23rd with my son, and even then I was thinking, oh, how's this going to go? I wasn't confident up to that point. And then we'd Man City to follow. We got beaten by Villa 2-1, and then we were 2-0 down against Man City, and he changed that at half-time into the 5-3-3, and we just were like a different team. And since that day, even though we got beaten the last minute by Foden's goal, like the 91st minute, just been like a different team. So the new formation has really, really helped us because we've got two up top now. We've got the two wing backs playing as wingers and defenders. We've got the three centre halves. It just seems to be, if you had to change it soon, I'd be probably a bit higher up the table. So overall, happy with it so far, but still a little bit, it's still a bit nerve-wracking where we are. I don't want to get relegated. I couldn't. I'm sick of the championship. We've 16 years. With 16 years in it, and I just enjoying back being in the Premier League, even though it's a lot tougher. It's great to be playing the likes of Arsenal, Spurs, Man United, than your Plymouths and your Northamptons and all this kind of thing. You want to be up there with the big boys, you know what I mean? So overall, to answer your question, happy enough, but still not out of the woods, you know what I mean? But
After
we're playing a lot better football.
he's had a sticky start to the season,
Yeah.
Mick. We are you, have you been surprised? A lot of critics would have said Daniel Farke probably would have been the first to be sacked, you know, with his
Yeah.
record in the Prem with Norwich previously. Have you been
Yeah.
surprised how he's turned it around since that
No,
sticky start?
because he didn't get much money with Norwich. He didn't get a lot of
Yeah,
money with
true,
Norwich. He's a
actually.
lot more now with Leeds. He's only spent just over 100 million, which is a lot of money. But compared to like Liverpool, say 430 million, it's nothing.
Yes,
But
yeah.
like, no, I think I really do like him. I do like him as a manager. Okay, he gets frustrating at times. He's very late with substitutions. That can be frustrating. Like on Monday night, he took forever to make substitutions, and Anton Stack looked knackered out on his feet, and he just seemed to be taking forever. And we were like, come on, make some freshen things up, you know? And he can take a little bit too long with his substitutions. That's one fault that most of the fans have with him, you know? And he did stick with Brendan Aaronson, which came good in the end because he's been probably our best player. He's been absolutely fantastic. And a lot of people are frustrated with him because he does lose the ball a lot, but he's a workhorse. You know, but
That's
no,
what I mean.
overall, I do like Farke, and I think he's the only man I want there at the moment. Like, you want Arteta, I wouldn't like anyone else there, but I think he's doing a good job. I think he's doing a good job. He had 2 games to save his job against Chelsea, Liverpool,
And he
and I
done
thought
it.
he's gone. I thought he's gone. And we
So
bet
did I,
Chelsea. I bet we bet Chelsea at 3-1, and we drew at Liverpool 3-all, and he saved his job. And since then, we only lost one game. So overall, I think he's done really, really well. Under a lot of criticism, he was under a lot of pressure. He was probably two games away from losing his job.
Yeah.
And that formation change against Man City has just, changed everything. I did say back in August, we'll give you a better game at Elland Road. So hopefully it's a closer, a better game. And my head says Leeds, my heart says Leeds, but my head says Arsenal. You know what I mean? Have to be truthful.
The
Like,
summer
I don't be sick.
signings, you made Dominic Calvert-Lewin, James Dawson, Anton Stach's been incredible for his, I think, and Noah Okafor. Do you think the summer signings, they've definitely helped Leeds be more stable, you could say. Do you feel if they weren't signed in the summer, you'd be really struggling?
We got your man running out there during the week, so he came on as a
He's a
sub
good
against
player.
Everton.
He's a very
He's a
good
good
player.
player. You haven't really seen much of him, but he is
Yeah, he's
supposed
a
to be
really
good.
good
Like,
player.
I think the signing of the season for us has been Goodmanson, the left back.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely
He's a
brilliant.
rock, isn't he? Yeah, he does
He
some.
is
He's a
absolutely
workhorse, isn't
fabulous.
he?
Yeah,
Yeah, he
he's out
really
for
is.
he's out injured for Saturday. He might make Saturday, I don't know.
Yeah,
But we
he's a
have James
class.
Justin there, who's a good. We got him from Leicester, and he's
Yeah.
great. He's standing in at left back, right back, centre half. He's a bit of a utility player there in
Versatile.
defence.
Yeah.
Yeah, bit first. He's been very good. So the signs have been very good. But for me, the best a lot of them was Goodmanson. Bit disappointed in Perry, the keeper.
Yeah.
He's had to get dropped now. We have Darlow in.
Yeah.
So with Perry, a little bit disappointed. Cottee would be a bit better. He came from Lyon for 15 million.
He did,
But
yeah.
Darlow seems a lot more, steady.
Steady,
I'm happy
yeah.
enough with it. Yeah, I feel a bit safer with Darlow there. Like
Yeah.
Perry, but you get Perry against you in August. There wasn't much you could do with the goals, but he was still a
Yeah,
bit flappy,
he's
he's a
flappy,
bit.
yeah.
He
Yeah,
gave the
he's.
goal away against Newcastle at last minute. I think Darlow would have saved that. Even
Yeah.
Melier probably would have saved it. But now overall, happy enough. Love Farke, do like him. I didn't want to see him getting sacked. I was kind of more pro keep him.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of glad that he's turned things around now. You know what I mean? Because it's change of mind just half of your season. Know yourself what it can be
Yeah,
like. It's doesn't
it can
always
work and
work
it
out.
can't
So
work out, yeah.
yeah, overall happy enough. Just like if we can just get away up to 14th or 15th,
Yeah, away from the
it'd be a
relegation.
little bit away, But
Yeah.
it's still, as Dave said, still only the end of January. It's not even February yet, so we're a long way to go. It's a long way.
Yeah.
So a lot of hard games coming up, but overall happy enough.
Leeds and Arsenal, David. It's great to see Leeds United back. It has a great Irish following with the likes of Johnny Giles, Robbie Keane, Gary Kelly, Ian Hart and co. What have you made of their season, David? Daniel Farke's really surprised me. He's really made them steady, as Mick says, hasn't he?
Well, listen, the history between our two clubs is immense. I can go back all through my younger years, and I know the battles we've had with Leeds, and usually we've come out a little bit worse, to be honest with you. You did us in the FA Cup. You finished in 2003 with a chance to go on and get consecutive winnings in the Premier League. Yeah, I mean, Calvert-Lewin, unbelievable. He's been a renaissance man for you. Amazing. Nobody wanted him, and he came to you, and he just basically proved it. He was like, look at me, I'm back, and he's been great. I want you to have a fantastic end of the season. I want you to get up that table. You're underneath Spurs. I want you to get above Spurs. I want you to drag them back down into the relegation. I want to have a really, while we're at the top partying, I want to be able to look down on Spurs slowly, slowly. In that bottom three, panicking, right? Sacking a manager every week. And I think you can do that. But sadly, I don't want you to do it on Saturday, obviously.
No.
I think for me personally, Leeds are very well run. I think you will definitely stay up. But for you, this is the worst time to play Arsenal. We just got absolutely done by United. We got a point to prove. We proved our point against a lesser team in the Champions League on Wednesday. But they're gonna come at you. I can't tell you what Arsenal are gonna be like on Saturday because I think we're gonna really see the handbrake, the brakes taken off, everything, the wheels. We're just gonna be going at you. And yeah, it's gonna be a fantastic game. And I wanted to ask you a question, Nick. I mean, you were talking about your formation there. Do you see, and I haven't seen a lot of Leeds, I'll be honest with you, I've seen a bit, but I don't analyze them as much. Are they more of a park in the bus reserve? Are they handbrake? Do you think being at home with your amazing, amazing crowd support, do you think the crowd will want them to attack Arsenal and give us some spaces? Or will you be quite pragmatic in the first 45 and sit deep and just see what happens? Which obviously happens to us every single game.
The
first 45 minutes, whether we're playing City, United, Liverpool, whatever, they just first 45 minutes, they just put a wall up and they go, well, we'll play the second half. Forget about the first half.
Leeds are the opposite. Leeds usually tend to get out of blocks, no matter who they're playing, pretty quickly, and then they seem to fall off a little bit. Like against Everton the other night, we totally dominated the first half. They changed from formation the second half to 5-3-3 as well, and we kind of knocked us for six a bit. And we fell back, and they were much better in the second half. But now we're at home, we'll definitely go for it. But we'll have to be cautious because yous are so good. And because you have that Premier League experience for so long, we're only 4 seasons back in two seasons. So, we will be very cautious. But I think because we're at home and the crowd will give us that momentum to go
Well,
forward. And we won't,
that would
we
be
definitely won't park the bus. That's what you're asking.
okay. Well, that's good. Clip that because we'll need that after the don't park the
It
bus. No, but that is great because obviously
might
for
be a
me,
double decker, it might just be a single decker.
yeah, that's okay. Don't worry. I mean, for us personally, talking about the Arsenal in this, we've got two players that have just come back. They played on Wednesday, and to me, they are the critical. They are the bit that makes us ticky tick at a level that we've not been at yet this season, and that is Kalafuri being back and Havertz being back, and our back four now, which I expect will start on Saturday, will be Timber, Saliba, Gabriel, and Kalafuri. I don't think there's a better back four in world football at the moment in those four guys. And with Raya behind, who's obviously, Mr. Clean Sheet. So that is a great rock, like anything, to go forward. And yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I mean, but I do believe that this is like a perfect opportunity for Arsenal. If I could think of other teams at the moment, we'd want to play after Leeds away, the passionate crowd that you are going to come at us. You're not, we wouldn't want to be playing Burnley away. Next after
No.
just because we get frustrated and it'll just 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 be a real dead a damp squid. But this, I think, and I have to say, the fans know the history. The fans know the history of Leeds Arsenal, and the atmosphere will be absolutely electric. And
It'll
and
be great
again,
atmosphere. It'll be
what I
great.
don't understand is, and we live in this world where games aren't televised on Sky, and I know there's other options to watch football, and I'm very lucky because I'm in a country where they show every single game all the time. And it's just bizarre that that game, which is a huge game. I mean, Leeds are snuck up above, they're above relegation. They're not in
Just
the
about,
it's got it's over their shoulder, right? But they're they've been playing well, and Arsenal are top of the league. They're doing all this. I mean, I'm sure the TV people up the pundits are absolutely kicking themselves because everyone wants to know what Arsenal's reaction is after the United game,
Yeah,
and it's not going to
100%.
be on TV. And yeah, and these are the flaws. These are the flaws in, a bit. But then again, that's just restricted to people in in England. You'll be able to watch this in Thailand, Africa, Costa Rica, everywhere, right? And it's just bizarre. And that's a thing
Crazy,
for another day. And thing for another day. But I just think
it's
it's
such a big
bonkers.
game, such a massive game.
David, even in
Yeah, go ahead.
Australia, like late on in the evening and early morning, they still had you had our game, but anytime there was updates in the three or four games that we were playing at the same time, they'd show that like chances and goals. So just mental.
Do you think, Conla, we gave Leeds a good spanking? It was the second game of the season, 5-0. Leeds are a lot different now, as I said, as the season's gone on. Do you see it as a much tougher game this time around at Elland Road?
Well, Leeds will be quietly confident that they can pull off something here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
We have a lot to prove, but as the two lads pointed out, like Leeds have gotten much stabler. I remember them being, of course, one of the favourites to come down because of the past 2 years, how awful the teams coming up have been. But especially with Farke there, you didn't know. And the run they've been on is amazing. We all know about Elland Roads, good
Great
old school
atmosphere.
ground, intimidating fortress. It's, you know what I mean? So
There'll be
it'll
scarves. There'll be the
definitely won't be
scarves. Be
easy.
watch all the scarves on Saturday.
The
All the Leeds
scarves
fans
are
waving all the
amazing. It's
scarves.
like watching Leeds in the 70s. They never lost. It's unique, isn't it? It's absolutely
They
unique.
bring the all bring their scarves for the big games. Yeah, it's great. It's great atmosphere.
It's a real old school
Wonderful.
club. It's
Yeah.
Even
Old
through
school
tough
ground, old school
times.
club, old school everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I loved
Yeah,
you
it
so much.
is. I remember the time
There you
back in, was it 98, 99 season, David, Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank, the
go.
one
Oh, the
who
header,
literally, it was
diving
an
header.
all but killed that night, dear
Yeah, the
Werner.
diving header, yeah. Remember
It's
watching that
like,
live, sliding across me living room floor.
have you
Yeah,
been actually, David,
I
or sorry, Mick, sorry, David, for a
yeah.
second. Have you gone to see many Arsenal Leeds games at Elland Road?
Well, like I said, the last time when I was on the last time, the very first game I ever went to was the 8th of May 1980. We got beaten 5-0 by Arsenal.
Yeah.
And I had to go get the boat over, get a bus and get a train to Leeds, come back after getting spanked 5-0 and do it all in reverse on the boat. I was only 12.
Yeah.
And I was at one, I was at a couple of Leeds Arsenal games, and we won 3-0 in 92. Chapman scored
Yeah, geez, Merle
two
Chapman.
goals, and David Rowcastle scored that day. It
Yeah.
was at that game. So I think about a couple of Leeds, of a couple of losses and a couple of wins, about three or four Arsenal Leeds games over the years. That was the best one, obviously, the 3-0 as a Leeds fan. That was the best one, yeah. Warsaw was the first game I went to. I was only watching it. I was only talking to Eamon about it. I was watching it on YouTube last week as well. And John Lukic let two through his arms, like through his legs, through his arms. I was, oh my God. We were an aging team then, though. We were kind of like, there was a few left of the legends. So there was new players coming through.
Coming
We
through,
were
yeah.
really at a bad time. We got relegated 2 seasons later. We were. Alan Clark was the manager that day, and we got relegated. Yeah, so we had a few Leeds Arsenal games, and I think I only remember we won twice. What? So was that game, the one you were talking about, the 1-0 in 2000?
Yeah.
Olivier Décor scored that goal that day. The French player, the midfielder, he scored that day.
Olivier Decor,
God,
trying to think who scored that
yeah,
goal, yeah,
he
and he
scored the
scored a
goal. It was
screamer,
a
yeah.
slightly deflected free
Olivier
kick. I was at
Decor,
that
yeah.
game. Yeah,
God,
so a couple of wins,
yeah.
but and a couple of losses over the years, but that was the first game I was ever at, 1985 nil. Look her
Yeah,
up on YouTube.
there's been
I've
some
got one.
great players though,
Yeah.
hasn't there, David? Sorry, just to
Yeah.
mention that have played for both. John Lukic, goalkeeper who
Yeah.
won league titles with both clubs, Leeds in
Yeah.
1992 and Arsenal 89 and 91. David O'Leary, who's still the most capped player at Arsenal, which is quite incredible.
And
And
Lukic,
also,
sorry for interrupting you. Lukic won
yeah.
the league in 92 with Leeds as well, again, and Howard Wilkinson's team in 92.
Eric Cantona.
He went back to Leeds in 19. He was there from. He was in Leeds from 82. He left Leeds in 82. We got relegated. He went back to Leeds in 1990, and he
Yeah.
won the league with Leeds in 92. Lukic, yeah,
He went back,
the
yeah.
old first division.
He was a solid enough keeper.
Yeah.
And David O'Leary, Mick, you'll fondly
O'Leary.
remember more as a manager, I suppose. He brought you all the way to the semi-finals in the Champions League in 2001. They were great days as
They
a
were
Leeds
great
fan.
days. Yeah.
But
Amazing.
did you see yous were getting, yous were signing top players like Robbie Keane, Robbie
Robbie
Fowler.
Fowler,
Did you see it
Dukie.
going as bad as it did? Did you
No,
foresee that as a fan? No.
your fans, as a fan, you don't see that coming because you're just watching the game. You don't know what's going on behind the
Yeah.
scenes, really. But
Yeah.
I think they just were putting too much money in, hoping for more Champions League, and then we didn't get the Champions League then the following season,
That's
and
right, yeah.
it just went downhill from there. And
Yeah.
then O'Leary was obviously sacked, and when O'Leary went, it went worse because we got Peter Reid in, Terry Venables, Peter Reid. It just seemed to get worse and worse and worse. And then a couple of seasons, we were in league. Well, 2007, we were in League One.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't
Within
it?
5 seasons, we were at league relegated to League One. Yeah, so
Simon
Champions League
Grayson was the
semi-final.
manager then, even, I think, wasn't he?
Well, in League One, no, we had Kevin Blackwell,
Kevin Blackwell's
and
right,
then we
yeah.
had Simon Grayson come in then in 2008. Yeah,
Yeah, it's
we had
incredible.
Dennis Wise in between as well.
Yeah, he
In
done actually
between
okay,
Blackwell.
didn't he? Yeah, Dennis Wise,
He
yeah.
did okay. Yeah, he did
Yeah.
okay. Yeah, but he's a Chelsea man, you know,
Yeah.
I say.
The less said about him, the better.
Yeah, he
No,
was a
that's.
bit of him and Bates were there. It was hard to believe him and Bates. Bates was the owner and Dennis Wise was the manager. Was
Don't get
that
a
was a bit
taxi
of that
home,
was a bit
boys.
of a
Don't get a
horrible
taxi home.
time, I think. That
Yeah.
was a bit of a forgetful
All in the
time, you
past
know.
now, Mick. All in the
Thank God,
past.
we're doing well now. Concentrate on Saturday. I'll take
Two
the
other
point
players, of
now.
course, with David Rocky
Yeah,
Rowcastle, Jermaine Pennant played for both. He was a good winger.
Rowcastle, poor old
Ben
lad.
White, Eddie Nketiah, Kyle Bartley, and Luke Ayling, to name but a few ex Gunners. Do you have many memories of David Rocky Rowcastle? He was an absolute legend at the Arsenal, as David will tell you. Was he fondly remembered at Leeds United as well, David? Or sorry,
Yeah,
Mick.
well, yeah, he was actually. Like I say, he got that goal against Arsenal that time. in 92, I think it was. He was good. He wasn't that long Leeds for long. I think he was only a season and a half and he got injured. He carried a lot of, he picked up a lot of injuries and stuff, like, but he, yeah, because what happened to him, he is fondly remembered. You know, he was a good player. He was a good player, but I don't think he was as good at Leeds as he was at Arsenal. Obviously, he was a lot younger when he was at Arsenal. He was a lot better, but you know, he was good. He played in the good Leeds team, so he was a good player. Yeah, we had a big squad around that time, so he wasn't playing all the time every week, you
Yeah,
know.
it's a decent enough
But
squad you had then as well at
big,
Leeds.
decent squad then, yeah. But no, he is a, he's a, I wouldn't say he's a legend at Leeds, but he's fondly remembered.
Yeah, his knees were
Fondly
kind of giving
remembered,
way
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Your memories, Conor, I know you're a young gun. I say you're saying, who the hell are all these players? Your memories of Arsenal and Leeds, any games stick out to you, Conor? Arsenal victories against Leeds?
Probably bad to say that I don't really remember any, but I remember Johnny Giles because he was, of course, he was a hoop, of course. So that was one of the names that stuck out.
Yeah, definitely.
But I
Well,
remember hearing.
in fairness to Colin, like when he was starting out following Arsenal, Leeds were in the
They're
championship
probably
for
in the championship. Yeah,
most of
the
the time. Yeah,
yeah. It
there was
was.
an FA Cup game there about 10, 12 years ago, and Bradley Johnson scored a screamer. He was 1-3-1. It went to Robert Snodgrass, scored a penalty to make it 1-1, and it went back to Elland Road in the replay, and we scored first. Bradley Johnson scored a screamer, but Arsenal got
Really
the win
did.
3-1. So I don't know if you remember that. That was probably the earliest, last
I
kind of
know
game.
Dave will remember this one. It was in the FA Cup. Thierry Henry returned, and he was right in
Oh,
the eye line
stop.
of you, David, wasn't he? When he finished that, what a goal!
He
What a
scored
goal!
that goal. He scored that goal. He ran along in front of me and he high-fived me as
Thrived,
he ran
yeah.
past.
Thrived,
And
yeah.
we were all just going absolutely crazy. But I want to talk about Henri and another date. And this is quite ominous for you, Mick, because it was November 2003. It was during the Invincible season. I went up to Elland Road and we were so ruthless. We beat you 4-1.
Yeah, I remember that.
Henri got a couple, Perez got one, Freddie Ljungberg, Viduka got one for you. But it was a bit of a, again, it was revenge what had happened, you know, 2 years earlier or whatever, a season and a half earlier. And that 4-1 is a scary number. And I think history might repeat itself this weekend. So I think if I'm looking at, you know, I look at those names, I look at, mentally I see the Henri and the Perez and the Berg and the Ljungberg, and I look at our team and I look at the team that I think might start Saturday. And as I said, we are really starting to click. And it's not only that we're now, you know, we played so differently in the Champions League in the week, and it was a new style of 11 changes or whatever. And we're battling on four fronts. But as I said, I think that this is going to be a crap. This is another cup final, guys. I mean, again, we're in another cup final, but it's Leeds cup final because they want to, you know, they see a chance, as Conor was saying, they see a chance. But I just think we're going to be pretty ruthless. I mean, for me personally, I'm an older guy. One of the first couple of games I remember was when we beat Liverpool in 71, and then in 72, the FA Cup final, which is probably before any of you were born. Alan Clark doing his shoulder, he completely dislocated and getting all
No,
taped
that
up.
was
And
Mick Jones. Mick
oh, Mick
Jones, yeah.
Jones,
Mick
sorry, Mick
Jones,
Jones. Yeah, Mick Jones, sorry. But
Dixie,
yeah,
yeah.
Clark was in. Yeah, exactly. Clark got the winner, didn't he?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, and I
Clark,
remember that.
1-0.
Yeah, and I
He's
remember
showing his
that. You know,
age now, I tell you.
you know, it broke my heart. It literally broke my heart. I couldn't believe it, you know?
Yeah.
And again, that was the beginning of my, you know, Leeds were a big, they were huge back then.
Huge, yeah.
And they suddenly became on my list, you know. I love a list as everyone knows. And suddenly Leeds were on that list of, like, you know, don't talk to any dirty Leeds players. But yeah, that was the but you know, I mean, we talked about this, I think, about a month ago on here, didn't we? We were talking about hard men, and Leeds invented the hard men. They invented that hard style football, Mr. Hunter. I mean, you had your boys, you know. You had a real backbone of strength, and that's what Leeds been known
Well,
for. Do you?
as Johnny Giles always says, David, we weren't playing against angels. He
No.
said, like, you know, we gave as good as we got, and they
Yeah,
gave,
no,
you
of course.
know, both it went
Yeah,
both ways. Yeah, we weren't playing against angels.
No, you're right.
It
It
was
was a tougher
tougher days.
den. It was
Tough
tougher, yeah.
days. You get a yellow card now for absolutely
Nothing,
nothing.
yeah.
You
Just,
know,
yeah.
as Johnny Joel says, you had to commit grievous bodily harm to get a yellow card. He always said that. Then it's
Yeah,
true
you'd be
story.
seen, and be seen, of course, because back then there were no, there wasn't 50,000 cameras on phones in
No,
the, you know,
no.
and there was, and there wasn't 12 cameras, and there wasn't VAR, and there wasn't people watching anything. Back then, you could be 20 yards off the ball and just good night, and just do everything you wanted to do and get away
No
with it.
yellows, no, just get a talking to off the referee, and
No
that was it. Yeah,
VAR then.
no VAR. I think it's actually, even though it was bad then, but it was tougher. But I think it's worse now because you just get a yellow card for anything, and it can ruin a game. If you have, say, your best player gets a yellow card, like if
Can't commit
Ampadu gets a
again.
yellow card on Saturday, you get a yellow card for absolutely nothing nowadays. It's ridiculous, you know. Players
But
fall so
also,
much.
this is a
Yeah, but you
massive
think,
game, Mick. Sorry, Davis.
go on. Yeah, massive.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin in particular, 9 goals, and he's really come into his own, really, and could be in
Yeah.
for an England call up for the World Cup, which is quite incredible. After
Yeah.
this, see, I say everything they're kicking themselves. He looks really fresh and fit.
Yeah.
What players do you think will be a major threat to the Gunners, Mick, in your opinion, on Saturday?
Well, obviously Dominic.
Yeah.
I don't think not, well, I don't think Nanto's going to be starting. He hasn't started many games. We don't really have as big a threat, obviously, as Arsenal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have Brendan Aaronson's been getting a few goals lately. Goodmanson, we don't really have, like, other than Loon front, and Nemeth's out injured as well, so he
That's a
won't be
big
starting unless
loss.
he starts Nanto.
Yeah.
Okafor's been a bit
Hot and cold. Yeah.
hot and cold, you know.
Tanaka's
So
quite a good player, Mick, isn't he?
Tanaka,
You like
he's
him?
not Tanaka's kind of fell out of favour a little
Yeah,
bit with
I think
Barkley.
he's a good
Yeah,
player. Yeah.
he
Yeah.
is a good player, but we
Yeah.
don't have, other than Loon, we don't really have. You know, Okafor's, I think he's more of a left-sided winger than a forward, really.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
then the match is out injured as well. So that's, we were in for your man, Larson off Wolves, but it's gone to 50 million or something he pulled
He's
out
gone
at.
to Crystal Palace now, today.
There's rumours that could pull out now because they've
All
signed
right.
somebody else
Oh,
on loan
have
at the
they?
end of
Oh,
the
right.
season.
Okay.
Yeah, so that could
Yeah,
pull.
okay. Right.
Thing about Leeds is we have to score first.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I think we have to score first. If Arsenal score first, I think
You're in
what
trouble.
David's saying could happen.
Yeah.
You know, we could, and Arsenal get 2 goals, the heads might drop, but we do need to score first. But we don't have that prolificness that Arsenal have, you know, and that's
Yeah.
the problem. We got to get the, we are a bit better now. We've got two up front, and we got
Yeah.
the streak, the five across the back, and the two wing backs going forward, and three centre halves. But without Lewin, you know, you have to get the ball to him because
You
he's
do.
feeding a lot. He's getting, he tries to win a lot of headers and
Early
all.
is a
He's not
danger, yeah.
out.
His aerial
He's a
threat.
danger. But yeah, just, so we don't really have, we haven't got a Hasselbank, or we haven't got a Viduka,
Yeah.
someone like that. You know, Lewin
No,
is
that.
not in that kind of bracket, I don't think, as a prolific, strong player. He's
Yeah.
good, but, you know, we haven't got, like, the, you know, those kind of strikers, Viduka or a Hasselbank or Yeboah.
You're a
You need someone
boy,
like
yeah, back,
that.
yeah.
Remember Yeboah, yeah. So I don't know. So, like I said, I think Leeds have to score first.
To make a
And you
game of it.
get the crowd
Yeah.
behind us,
Yeah, it
you
can be a
know.
raucous atmosphere when he's going to take the lead 100%.
So I think Ampadu has to be good in the midfield now. I think
He's
he's
good.
our GL. He holds the whole team
He's a good
together.
enforcer, he is,
He's
yeah.
fabulous. He's a fabulous player.
There's
So
actually
he's,
father Kwame Ampadu. He went to O'Connell School here, actually, with my
that's right.
brother
Yeah, his dad
back
was
in the
Irish.
day. Yeah, that's a small
Obviously,
world.
mother must have been Welsh or something, was she? There
Yeah,
must
she
have,
was. Yeah, she
mother must
was,
have been
actually.
Welsh.
Yeah.
So like I
Con.
say, I'll take a draw all day long on Saturday, but we have to score first, and the crowd could help us big time. You
Yeah.
know, I mean, every time I see Arsenal coming forward, I think I'll be biting my nails. I have no nails left. I'll be nervous.
Let's stay humble.
Yeah,
Conla,
I'll be nervous.
Havertz and Gyökeres, can you see them two starting on Saturday? Do you think this be the game for them? Particularly Havertz.
I don't know, really. That's the only, the striker position is the only place where I can't decide who'll
Yeah.
start and who won't. That's just my thing. But maybe because Leeds will be up for it, the crowd will be behind them, we might need that physical threat up front, which
Yeah.
is why Gyökeres might be starting.
Yeah.
Especially now the confidence is up. He's
It's
started
up,
to
yeah,
score a few
100%.
goals now in the Champions League.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll just have to see. We know it's not going to be easy. We know Leeds are going to have a 12th man, which is the crowd.
Yeah.
So this could be either an ugly 1 or 2 nil job, or, you know, as David said, we can put handbrakes off and this could be the start of a 23-24 like late push season where we just fully go at it. We'll see what happens, but I would be expecting a very tough game and for a very noisy and loud Allen Road. That's a definite.
What was it Ian White said today? Ian White said Arsenal will win. Of course they'll win.
To
That's
you,
what he said.
David, Kai Havertz, is this the ideal game for him? A bit of a rough and tumble, but he needs just to get him back into it again.
Yeah, I think Gyökeres has obviously come on. He's got, by the way, Gyökeres has got a new girlfriend. And since he's had
I
the new
wonder why
girlfriend,
he looks a bit more happier now. Get in
yeah. Well, you know what happened. You know that he dumped his girlfriend the moment he signed for Arsenal and decided he wasn't bringing
So
her
that's what
to
happened to him. He's
London,
been in
right? And
the
that he got a bit tired, a little bit emotional. But now he's got a
team.
new girlfriend and he's had five goal
Yeah.
involvements in five games now since he's got the new girlfriend. So that supposedly the girlfriend is really good. No, this is all true. But Havertz and
I was waiting for the
well,
punchline.
can I just say, and you'll see the punchline on Saturday, right?
The punchline will come on
But
Saturday. Yeah.
exactly. And Havertz coming back, Havertz is a big guy. I don't know if you've ever really clocked, but he's 6'4" or whatever he is. He's a really big guy, and
Like
I
a
think,
tank now, isn't he? He's bit
yeah,
really
he is,
bulked up.
and he is absolutely bulked up.
Yeah, has that. Yeah.
And I think he will really enjoy that. And I think with Zuby Rice and Havertz in the middle, and Saka and Gyökeres and Trossard up front, I think we've got everything there. I mean, if you looked at the game the other day when Havertz took the ball in midfield and burst through as in the 10 role, gave it to Gyökeres, and on Wednesday night, it was fantastic to see. And I think also Gyökeres seems to really enjoy being with Havertz. I think they've really they hit something off there as well. You can see it in training, and I think that is so. Yeah, I mean, why not? We have to win this game on Saturday. There's no. This is
So
like
do
I know
we.
we've talked. We yeah, exactly. But we've talked about this. But then you do for one reason, but we do because we can't have that four going down to one point. So we and Arteta is going to be. I mean, I saw an interview with him, and even though we've done perfection in the Champions League, he wasn't happy with any of it because he still was talking about United. He wasn't happy that we conceded two goals on Wednesday night. He's just not happy. He's gone back to be a little bit more grumpy because the pressure is on him, and he knows that. But yeah, cracking game,
As
cracking
you
game. Can't
say,
wait.
it's a bad time for Leeds to play Arsenal, I think, as well.
Let's hope
Oh.
so. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
only be. I think it's only be
Yeah,
a tough
sorry.
game. With 90 seconds remaining, lads, I'll begin with Mick since he's our guest, and hopefully you'll be on a review show as well, Mick, on Monday. All going well. Your prediction for Saturday before we wrap up.
Like I said, me head says 2-1, 3-1 to Arsenal, but my heart says 1-0.
David
4-1.
and
Replica Invincibles.
Conla, you got the last word.
I'll go 2-0, I think.
And don't go with a save.
Bit more
Two
maths.
one. I'll go save 2-1. I'd like to thank my panel.
Who? 2-1 to who?
I'll let you know on Monday
I had to
what
get that in. I had to get that in.
the
Sorry.
result is. 2-1 to the Gunners, of course. I'd like to
Yeah,
thank my
okay.
guests, first of all, to Mick. Thanks very much for
No
coming on,
problem.
pal.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Looking forward to having you on Monday again. To David and also to Conla. Catch our show on Spotify and the Dublin Arsenal YouTube channel. The game, of course, is on Premier Sports 1 in Ireland on Saturday
Right.
at 3 p.m. But until then, enjoy the match. We'll
Right.
talk to you on Monday. See you again, lads.
Thank you, lads. Thanks for having me on. Bye bye.